with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, September 9th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's recap a wild night of high school football around the area last night as we had a contest that was back and forth and had some comebacks. And boy, what a contest it was, as Lamar's Community ranked 9th in Class 4A football. They defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley on the road. That was by a final score of 49-42. The Bulldogs got punched in the mouth early as Boyden Hall Rock Valley marched down the field and scored a touchdown right away on their first play of the ball game, and that made it 7-0. Some turnovers in the first half were really part of the problem for both sides. 6 combined turnovers in the first half of the contest had Lamar's kind of in control, because they were winning the turnover margin at halftime 4-2. They were up 28-15 in the first half. Then the second half came around and things really kind of started turning around. The Bulldogs scored a touchdown on their first drive, made it 35-15. And then Boyden Hall Rock Valley, they scored a touchdown their next offensive drive. It was 35-22. The next Bulldog drive ended in a pick six. It was 35-29. The following Bulldog drive also ended at a pick six. The point after wasn't good. We were tied at 35 at the end of the third quarter. It took about 4 minutes for the game to go from 35-15 to tie at 35. Boyden Hall Rock Valley's ensuing offensive drive after the Bulldogs went 3-and-out ended in a 7-yard Alex Salazar touchdown run, and that made it 42-35. Bulldogs answered with a touchdown drive of their own to tie the game. Boyden Hall Rock Valley goes 3-and-out, and a 36-yard touchdown run by Jaden Nelson later had Lamar's up 49-42 late in that game. The Nighthawks would throw one more interception, 5 turnovers on the day, and the Bulldogs come away with a fantastic win, facing all kinds of adversity and defeating the Nighthawks 49-42. Teagan Kazel ran 21 times for 167 yards. He had 1 rushing touchdown, 2 passing touchdowns in the game. Giovanni Cabongo, he had 12 carries for 92 yards and a rushing touchdown. Andrew Grant had 28 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. And then receiving touchdowns there for Andrew Fafita for the Bulldogs. And Jaden Nelson, he had 2 touchdowns on the day, 1 on the ground and 1 through the air. The Bulldogs at 481 yards unofficially of total offense, 379 on the ground. They improved to 3-0 with that 49-42 victory. Now let's quickly go over some other scores around the area involving Plymouth County District teams. We'll go to Class 8 player District 1, where 6th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's beat West Bend Mallard 34-18, improved to 3-0 now. Newell Fonda beat Woodbine 54-46. Boyer Valley rolled over West Harrison 56-14. And Arweva remains unbeaten over Siouxland Christian 30-8. In Class A District 1, it was Galen Catholic picking up their first district win of the year. 28-7 winners at home over Alta Aurelia. Boy, did they run the ball well. Cale Pearson, 28 carries, 218 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. The Jays tallied 295 yards on the ground in the contest. Cole McCarty had 2 touchdowns. One was an 82-yard pick six, and he had another rushing touchdown in the second quarter, an 11-yard scamper and score, 64 yards on 13 carries and a touchdown. They were able to hold Alta really to just 207 yards of total offense. Again, the Jays gained over 330 yards of total offense in the victory. MMCRU, how about this one? They start district playoff 2-0 and now are the favorites to potentially compete for the district title as they stomp Hartley Melvin Sanborn on the road 42-14. Akron Westfield won their non-district game with Hinton 20-13. The Blackhawks got a good day from Gabe Anderson carrying the football, 20 touches, 147 yards and a rushing touchdown. He passed for a score too. Kyle Leary had a receiving score, 3 tackles on defense, a tackle for loss, and an interception. Also in Class A District 1, it was Sibley Ocheden over South O'Brien 29-13. In Class A District 8, Kingsley Pearson River Valley defeats Westwood for their first district win of the year, 25-13. 3rd-ranked Woodbury Central beats 7th-ranked Logan Magnolia 39-14. Tri-Center shuts out West Monona 49-0, and Underwood does the same to St. Albert by a 45-0 score. Some other scores, a non-district play in 4A District 1. Dallas Center Grimes shut out Fort Dodge 35-0. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson edges by Storm Lake 26-24. Denison Schleswig rolls over Carroll 31-7. Sergeant Bluff Luton beats Sioux City West 48-14. And Spirit Lake hands Spencer an 0-3 record with a 48-21 victory. Now to some other scores around Northwest Iowa. Class 1A District 1 saw Lawton Bronson beat Sioux Central 33-7. 7th-ranked Cherokee doubles up Ridgeview 42-21. 3rd-ranked West Lions shuts out OABCIG 49-0. It was top-ranked Central Lion George Little Rock big winners over West Sioux 70-7. And MVAOCOU beats Manson Northwest Webster 37-30. To Class 2A District 1, where Emmitsburg rolled over Sheldon 46-20. 4th-ranked Western Christian shuts out Pocahontas Area 41-0. In Class 3A District 1, Sioux Center beat Unity Christian 41-8. MOC Floyd Valley, they stomped Okoboji 41-6. And Bishop Heelan, they improved to 3-0, taking their rivalry contest with Sioux City East 29-21. In 5A football, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln doubled up Des Moines East 40-20, and Waukee shut out Sioux City North 42-0. All those scores and more can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab of the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Now to the sports schedule for today. It involves college football, of course, but first the high school sports schedule. You know, Galen Catholic, Remsen St. Mary's, and Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson Cross Country, they're at a huge meet hosted by Ridgeview today. MMCRU volleyball is at the West Monona Tournament, and Kingsley Pearson volleyball is at the South Central Calhoun Tournament. In college football around the region today, in Great Plains Athletic Conference action, Briarcliff is at Midland. It is 4th-ranked Morningside taking on Hastings in Hastings. Mount Marty's at 25th-ranked Dort. Concordia is at Jamestown. And it is also Dakota Wesleyan. They are taking on Doan today. Also in non-district action, or non-conference action, excuse me, top-ranked Northwestern has an FCS matchup with the Drake Bulldogs on the road tonight to visit Drake. The Red Raiders opened with a win at Concordia of Nebraska, and Coach Matt McCarty says they look forward to the challenge of playing an FCS opponent.
Yeah, it'll be a great test, and we're excited about that opportunity to just compete in a different level. And, you know, for our Iowa kids playing in Drake Stadium, it'll be fun. It'll be a great environment. And just an opportunity, you know, Drake's a really talented football team, and to play an FCS team, it'll give us an opportunity to really see where we are.
And McCarty believes his team can compete at Drake's level.
I don't think there's a significant talent gap. You know, I think we recruit, you know, really well locally, and the kids that we have that we recruit are kids that can compete at really any level. And I think that piece, you know, for our guys to be able to say we can line up and we can compete at this level.
McCarty expects Drake to play a physical style.
They hang their hat on being really sound defensively and playing really physical on both sides of the ball. Their last year, you know, they won their last three contests to finish the season, and really were in a lot of contests last year. Their record didn't show it, but they were in a lot of contests, so they're going to compete, and they know how to play in really close games.
McCarty's Red Raiders are treating this game like a playoff game.
You know, Drake, talent-wise, is a playoff-type team at our level, and we feel like, you know, the emphasis is on how we play and how we execute. You know, Drake's a good football team. We're going to expect their best. But really the focus is on us and how we line up, how we compete, how we execute. And if we can control those things and take care of that one snap at a time, we feel like at the end of the game we'll put ourselves in a good position.
Kickoff set for 6 o'clock at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Of course, the Red Raiders with Lamar's connection on a number of occasions. But, of course, Benji Kazel is one of the assistant coaches. He's a teacher and coach at Lamar's Community School. And Kingsley Pearson alum Jessen Ranking is one of the captains of the Red Raider defense. Best of luck to Northwestern. A great contest up in Drake today. And, of course, today is also the 70th meeting of the Iowa State and Iowa series, the Cy-Hawk series in Ames. The game will feature two new quarterbacks. Iowa's Cade McNamara is a Michigan transfer and led the Hawkeyes to a 24-14 season-opening win over Utah State.
The respect factor that you have for a young man that has had the success in college football that Cade's had. You know, you can tell, you know, very smart, very intelligent. You know, the people, his players believe in him, and I think that's exuded off the videotape. So be a really great challenge, another great challenge of another really good quarterback this week for our defense.
And that's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, says the Hawkeyes have an experienced offense.
You still look at a team that's got great tight ends. You see a team that's got a veteran offensive line. Their tailback played a year ago and really had a great year as the season went on. And two tailbacks that have had a lot of experience playing. And, you know, you got receivers there that have played good football for them. And so, you know, I think you'd be foolish to say you're going to throw it out, because I still think there's a lot of fabric of who they are and who they want to be and what they are at their best.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Cyclones were impressive in their week one win over UNI.
Got a lot of new players, but I think something didn't change. They just look very well coached. They play extremely hard, and they're very sound. You know, no turnovers. You know, they're plus two on the turnover rate. Made some big plays. Just an impressive football team.
And with Cade McNamara nursing an injury, an injured quad, quarterback sneaks and bootlegs are not going to be for the package today.
We probably would have done that on 4th and 1 and just quick, you know, gone out there and snap the ball. But yeah, it's really not in the menu right now. So that, you know, you're benefiting from experience, but you're not benefiting from that play for sure. You know, we're not going to have him, you know, bootleg and the Chuck Long play from 85. Probably won't pull that one.
And the Hawkeyes lead the all-time series with double the wins of Iowa State, 46-23. If you'd like to listen to the game, you can listen to the Cyclone Call on our sister station, Y Country 101.3 in Sioux City. If you want to listen to the Hawkeye Call, you can tune into KSCJ at 1360 AM and 94.9 FM, also our sister station in Sioux City. Some other Division I college football games we should bring to you. The Nebraska Cornhuskers take on the Colorado Buffaloes today. St. Thomas is at USD. Weber State is at UNI. And Montana State takes on South Dakota State in Brookings. For more sports news, check out our website, KLAM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. For up-to-date sports news, we're at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.